What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Welcome back to Three Fat Truckers, guys. We're back here to stir up another week of terrorizing and blowing trucks over and any other kind of problem we can. This is your old buddy Dave. I'm going to throw it off to Bill to figure out where you can find us, because we're usually in the ditch.
I'm still stuck on blowing me. And
in the ditch.
In the ditch. This is going to be one of them shows, folks. I can tell you right now. Yeah. Good to see everybody. Good to be here. Good to be back. I missed last episode for no apparent reason whatsoever.
Family emergency.
Family non-emergency emergency. Emergency to all them and not so much to me. Like and subscribe on the YouTube, folks. We really would appreciate it. We're trying to get one of them stupid things you hang on your wall. That way the three of us can fight over it. You think they'd give us three of them?
Yeah, they do.
They do? Okay. Well, yeah. Maybe it's important then.
Yeah. We can hang it on the wall and say, see, we got six people watching.
Yeah. I might go have one made.
I'm going to Kiko's and have three made.
Yeah. Make us look, ooh, this must be good. They've got a thing. Yeah. And then you look at the numbers and, oh, wait.
It'll say six.
Yeah, like and subscribe, folks. Go check us out. And you know what? While we're on that subject, if you listen to us on Apple Podcast or Spotify, go ahead and give us a rating and comment on the shows from there. That helps us out as well. You can catch the show anywhere you get your podcast, though, including YouTube. Email the show at 3ftpodcast.org. If you want to get a hold of us directly, we're on all the socials. The easiest way, though, to communicate would probably be on the Facebook. We've got a group and a page. Give us a
TikTok's
look over there.
Killing it too, boy.
Oh, yeah.
Lots of questions on the fuel. Oh, yeah. Burn up in questions this week, which is good. Keep them coming, guys. Keep them coming.
I'd keep the questions to a minimum and just give us the comments, because we probably got no answers. But go ahead.
Yeah. Well, the comments are usually questions. Why are you guys such an idiot? You don't know what the hell you're talking about. Get out of the ditch. Suck.
On our phone line, I text Dave all that all the time. You guys suck.
Believe me, we've heard it all. We've been down that road. Faux show.
Well, who are you, Dave? Let's get to this.
I did say the old man Dave before I handed it off to Bill.
Yep, oh, well. How you doing, Steve?
Hey, I'm Steve. Thanks for stopping by. We will talk to you next week.
We will.
At the Matt show, I think.
If you're watching, I am back on home field advantage. Ain't nothing like home field advantage when you're at home to take your own shitter, is there, Bill?
Oh, you know.
Home field advantage is the
best.
It's
kind of like when you go to prison, you get institutionalized in prison.
Go to prison.
Yeah. Home throne is always good.
Home throne.
I throw it anywhere I'm at. Let me tell you like that right there.
Well, now do you got a pool noodle in the bathroom you put on the seat just so you feel at home?
No, because I ain't no bitch.
He's got a pair of jeans with one sewed into it.
And the button flap, so it just drops easy so you can get the easy
people access. Are like, what the hell are they talking about? They talking about pool noodles and pooping at home and all that shit.
Yeah, they're man. Like, well, God. I'm glad to get home after a couple weeks there.
Yeah, you've been first on the
road. First thing I did was get a shower, something to eat. And
first shower he's had in 2 weeks.
No. Got my Harley out, and I'm like, man, this is nice.
He's been coast to coast in the last 2.5 weeks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
California to Virginia. Yeah. Can't get much farther either way.
To D.C., yeah.
So, welcome back, Steve.
Yeah. I don't know what next week's going to entail, but we had a little issue where we
I was just getting ready to go there.
It was snowing like a bitch in Baltimore where I had to unload.
Wait. Has Bill heard this?
Yeah, I've heard it.
Yeah. Oh. I went down the end of a street in a cul-de-sac to spin around, and the cul-de-sac was sort of a little bit of a taper. It leaned in one way, and I go down there and go to spin around, and the trailer slides and just touches the edge of the cab of my back of the cab, and it put a little dent, maybe like a nickel, like a hail dent, mm-hmm. and my back window went boom, exploded and shattered the whole back window.
And instant convertible.
Oh yeah. So it is snowing. I mean, it's snowing to beat hell, and I'm like, oh my god, I'm trying to figure out what to do. And calling a few places, I ended up driving I don't know how many miles to Lowe's and got some painter's tarp and plastic and some Gorilla tape and got it taped off. And so that got me to get home. I got one supposed to get put in on Monday. So hopefully they got it, because I don't know how hard it is to get one, but they said they'd have it Monday. So we'll see.
So you're going to stay home past Monday then, or?
I'm hoping to get it in Monday and be out Tuesday.
Right.
Because we got the truck show in Louisville, Kentucky at the Expo Center there.
Louisville. Coming up.
Louisville. When's that?
The next week there. The 26th through the 28th. What booth we in, Dave?
We were in booth 308055.
Why do you keep asking him that?
Well, because I didn't have it pulled up, but I know the dates. That's that buck off on the day there.
The booth,
and all he had was 75 cents.
Yeah. So go ahead and back off your mic just a touch there, Steve, if you would, please.
Oh, there we go. That better?
Yeah, that's a little better.
Yeah, you're not overmodulated. Driver, get that mic out of your damn mouth.
Damn, you overmodulating now, boy.
What are you talking about?
Oh, my God.
Sound like a big rig trucker.
You sound like you got one of them our chicken radios there.
Talked to Dave earlier.
Cluck chicken truck.
Or it was you. I said, well, I'm out here on I-95. And I was on I-95. And I told Bill, I said, I like the way you handle your rig.
You've told me that before, and I sure appreciate it.
I mean, shut up. It's through 95 a minute. I'm almost there. Keep going.
Well, you ain't worth no $2.99 a minute, but I'm kind of excited, so we're going to keep going.
And he's still, shut up.
That's some of the funniest shit, I swear.
I don't know how some bitch thought of that kind of stuff. But if you don't know what we're talking about, it was old Joel Lindley doing his trucker clock bit on the Bob and Tom show. I mean, I'm not telling you what.
God, that's been, 15 years ago?
That's been 30 years ago, brother. That's
more than that, but it's hilarious. I'm sorry. That one he does in the El Conquistador when he calls the auto dealership and got the guy kissing his ass wanting to sell a car.
Oh, by the way, you know the guy that used to do the show on 700 where he called up and he said he's going to whip your ass because he talked
fast. I'm going to come down there and whip your ass.
He just passed away like 3 weeks ago, I heard. He just passed away. Not very old.
That's not the Roy D. Mercer.
It is Roy D. Mercer. Yeah.
The one in WLW 700 was Gary Burbank.
He's talking about Mercer.
Well, I've heard him on both, but it was Mercer.
Yeah.
I just heard he passed away, and I was kind of sad because I really enjoyed those.
Well, the Roy D. Mercer's the patting them out of Oklahoma is who that is.
Well, I don't know where he's at. I didn't go to his house.
That's who he's talking about.
I just heard him on the radio.
He won't come down here and look at your ice.
W is Gary Burbank that used to do Earl Pitts.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
something. I'm not talking about Earl Pitts. I'm talking about, but I've heard the other guy on W. I've heard it on the Steve Summer.
He would call up pranking people talking about he's going to come down here. I'm going to come down here and put a can of ass whipping on you.
I didn't like the way you talked to my wife. She's a godly girl.
He calls the damn
dealership.
No, this is funny as shit. He calls the pharmacy and wants to know if the pharmacy says he said that his dog got in his a Viagra. And he says he's a little wiener dog. He says he's dragging a plow, but man, he hooked up the neighbor's poodle. He died with a smile on his face, and that's not all. But I need $600 for taxidermy to get him stuffed. And the story, it just goes on and on. And it's just one of the ones I remember, but it's...
Can you imagine where we'd be right now if we were funny like that?
Oh, I don't know. That some of the shit that guy thinks of, oh, my God.
Well, no, the only thing we're lacking is writers. We need comic writers.
Yeah, there we go. I got the delivery.
We need some people to deliver it to, because we ain't worth the shit at deliveries either.
We just need other people on the show.
Bill's late. I'm early. Steve don't show up at all.
Talking about pooping right off the bat. Right off the bat, we're either talking about being in the eating house or the shit house.
That's home field. Well, you know, yeah. I'm home. I'm here.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's what happened.
So does that feel good, or does it feel like, well, I'm home?
A hot shower felt good.
Yeah.
It's the other hand, it feels good.
Mm.
So.
Right hand's thinking, damn, I can finally get a break.
These five sisters are going to make these five sisters jealous.
That is true. So, Steve, we heard about your start of the week. Bill, how was your week?
I don't remember.
You kind of run.
I ran pretty hard, but I didn't get much of anything done. Because he said, okay, well, I did wastewater. Start off by taking, we take the wastewater sludge out of the plant that makes the Silverado and the GMC Sierra. We take that stuff down to Cape Girardeau, Missouri. They took, oh, it's just mud. It's just mud. Yeah, if it's mud, why I got to take it three states away to dump it?
Because it's hazardous and you're not marking it.
Because Missouri's one of the most lowest, what am I saying here?
Hazardous waste.
Yeah, you can dump anything in Missouri and they don't give a shit. Just put some dirt on top of it.
You can see it's the Simpsons episode where they're with the dump trucks unloading 55-gallon barrels rolling out the back and it pops open and there's green glowing shit out of them.
Well, there literally is. I've been to this place where I've dumped this stuff and there'd be a puddle of green shit. Like, did somebody just dump some damn, looks like antifreeze right there? They don't give a damn. Dad, I'm just going to put some dirt over on top of it.
Rubbers every day when you're there or what?
What's that?
I said, are you worried about birth control and you wear your rubbers every day while you're there?
You know what? Everything you do when you're dumping that stuff,
Do you wear rubber boots?
No, I should, but I don't do it quite enough to make me think I need to buy some, but I should.
Do you get it on your hands or anything?
I've done it long enough now to where I've perfected the art of, because.
Well, you ought to test it. You get it on your hands and then go to the bathroom right away and touch your pecker. And then if it's
that, like, sounds like a bad idea. I don't know. I
got invented, dude, or Spider-Man or something. That you could make your pecker like humongous or something.
I'm
or
webs a or, little too old for a super dick. I'm super dick. I do not need that kind of pressure. I'm sorry.
What's your superhero name? Yes. Super Richard.
No, but you when you're dumping that, every step you take is all about not getting that shit on you. It's not like dumping anything else. But anyway,
I do the tulips.
Most people I train, they don't last very long. Did that and then came back, stayed on roll off all week. But he sends me down to, we're not going to use real names, but starts with a B and rhymes with Brett, sends me down to Alabama, thinking that I'm going to just go to the same place I always do. Well, not only did I not, he thought I was going to switch out a box somewhere for a 50-yard. No 50-yard there. It was actually at a second location. Get to the second location down south of Birmingham, between Birmingham and Montgomery. You got to say it the way they do. Montgomery, down yonder way, though. Mm-hmm. It was not there. It was actually at another yard east of Birmingham, so back up through. I was going to go through Birmingham, but I ended up going through the woods. So, yeah, all this to say that I spent most of my week running around with empty boxes on the damn rails until finally Thursday I picked up in Springfield, Illinois. That was kind of strange because usually I come straight back up out of Alabama, but this time I had to make my way up through Kentucky and into Illinois. That was a little different.
So you're saying you didn't get lost?
Didn't get lost. It was different, but it wasn't unmanageable.
I'm starting to. I'm going to ask you this because I turned you on to this a long time ago down there in Texas, and for some reason now since I'm back out here, every place I stop has pecan coffee on the East Coast. Is it just something everybody has now?
I'd never heard of it until you turned me on to it, and then I started seeing it not everywhere, but
oh, I love it.
There's a TA on the way down where the TA Steve that's got the fucking pies that I they've got a Texas pecan in there, not the same as the one at the Texan though.
I found one today, or no, yesterday when I stopped. It was blueberry cinnamon coffee. At a Pilot, I think.
That don't sound right.
I didn't get it. I went with the pecan.
Those are probably Georgia pecans right there. I wonder if there's much of a difference between like a Georgia pecan and a Texas pecan.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, it's a pecan.
No, it's a pecan. Pecan. It's a pecan.
That's only when you pull it out, it goes pecan.
No, that's that chicken that says pecan. Pecan. Yep.
Pork chicken.
So anyways, looks like we got a little news here that Dave pulled up just for you, Billy boy.
Pulled this straight out of his ass crack.
And I'll tell you what, everybody, oh, you can stop at the Bucky's now since you got a truck. Well, go F yourself. I ain't stopping at no Bucky.
Fucking Bucky's.
That fuel could be free. Oh, why am I stopping if the fuel's free?
Yeah.
You know damn well you're stopping for that fucking brisket any damn way. I know I would.
Especially if you need fuel.
I would stop and then I would talk shit.
Fuel that was not. I seen fuel over $6 last week. I'm like, and I got back here to Kentucky and that was the cheapest I've seen for, I don't know, the last 4 days. And it was still $4.69.
Yeah, it's starting down. I've seen everything it a little cheaper.
Five.
So,
well. So I wonder what's going on here. So this article is from CDL Life. It's titled 38 Bucky's locations rated with an F by the Better Business Bureau. How on earth could this happen? And this is from Wimberly Patton. 38 Bucky's locations have been rated an F by the Better Business Bureau based on unanswered customer complaints. As of March 11th, 38 Bucky's travel stops across Texas, Tennessee, Alabama, Georgia, Kentucky, and Alabama were rated an F.
Alabama and Alabama.
You know what? Down here in Alabama,
that's a double F.
Roll tide, brother. Let me tell you what. We're twice.
Roll tide.
Okay. According to USA Today, 88 complaints about Bucky's have been filed on the Better Business Bureau website between March 2023 and February 2026. All 88 complaints have gone unanswered and include issues with Bucky's car washes, broken merchandise, and unexplained card charges. Several customers also claim to have filed complaints directly on the Bucky's website, which also went unanswered. Ratings from the Better Business Bureau consider the history of complaints against the business and how the business handled complaints and disputes. Bucky's has since stated that it does not respond to complaints filed through the Better Business Bureau. Because fuck you, Better Business Bureau. We'll do what we want to. You ain't going to tell us shit.
You know what a sex crime is in Alabama, don't you? Get off me, Daddy. You're crushing my cigarettes.
Yeah.
Dave, what are you reading? He's not even watching the show. He's on something else.
No, what I wanted to do, it says 30, it's 38 Bucky's and 88 people. 88 people ain't enough to make a damn news story about shit. You know how many thousands of people stop there? And
when you're CDL Life and you know that everybody.
Yeah, every trucker can't go there.
People matter in hell.
88 more stores since then.
There's 50. There's 57 Bucky's out there built right now. That's what I was checking real quick. I wanted to Google to see how many there was. So there's 57 of them. So 88 people complained to the Better Business Bureau. It's like, we've had that many people complain about our us.
You guys suck. Count all them up.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
So this is kind of a non-story story, but when Bill got stuck across the street at the Buc-ee's and they wouldn't let him pull in his parking lot, he's kind of not happy with them. So I had to put the story up.
I mean, it's unrelated, but I've not been back since.
I'll tell you what, I could probably go into one. Oh, as long as my trailer is and all the traffic and them things, no.
Just screw it all up. Just pull up here and cross 9 pumps. I'm not a semi.
Oh, get this shit. they wouldn't take my card at the damn pump, so I had to go inside to pay and come back out. Yeah. This guy looks at me and is cussing and hollering, "Way to fuck up, block the pumps." I said, come here. And he thinks he's going to be all tough. I said, see this card? I had to go in and get it pre-approved, dude. Go fuck yourself. Yeah, get the hell out of here.
Yeah, I wasn't showering or taking my 30-minute break.
To go take a shit or something. It pisses me off people do that shit. That's why I don't carry my gun with me, because I'd start shooting some of these stupid sons of bitches.
Well, where were you at when that happened?
At a Pilot.
See, because I don't know. It seems like we've gotten too used to running our fucking mouth here lately.
Oh, everybody thinks they can say anything. You ain't saying it to me, I'm going to tell you right now. I'll call you out on it.
Yeah.
That is true.
To be fair, a lot of the younger generation are going in there. And
well, I guarantee, as much as I got a fuel now, I'll fuel 2 and 3 times a day, okay? Because I ain't got a big tank on my truck, which I'm going to try and remedy that this weekend. But I'm sorry. Half the time, the pumps don't work, or you can't get your card to work, and you always got to run inside and get it approved or prepaid.
Or you run in there with your card, and they go, hey, we need your license. Hold on. It's still a truck.
But then you got to run back and forth, and then you got somebody like, what's taking so long? Well, it's because you want to complain to this place that owns it.
Yeah. You know damn well you go to a Pilot. You got, okay, at each step of the way, you've got a 50-50 shot that if when you pull up to the pump, I mean, it's going to get worse. You got a 50-50 shot when you pull up to the pump and ain't got the yellow plastic bags on the fucking handles. Then you got a 50-50 shot that the reader that you can actually read the damn thing on the screen. And then you got a 50-50 shot that will actually read your card. And then at each step of the way, then you'll get your fuel in there, and then the damn pump won't work. Oh, yeah, we ain't had DEF in a while.
Or you'll get where they'll put a trash can in the middle so that it's closed, and somebody will pull up and park there and sleep all night, and then start backing up behind them, waiting in line to get fuel, not realizing that it's that pump's closed and this guy's sleeping.
Yeah. Matter now.
Well, hold those thoughts, guys, and we'll come back with the complaint. Let's take a quick break here before we get too far into this. All righty. We'll be right back, guys. Okay, we're out.
What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage 1. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Hey everybody, if you're watching this on the YouTube Shorts or the TikTok, why don't you go ahead and come on over to YouTube and give us a watch. We're on YouTube, we're on Spotify, iHeartRadio, everywhere you can get your podcast. You can watch the full length show, and then while you're there, like and subscribe and interact with the show. We sure would appreciate it. It's like a train wreck.
You can't look away.
You're like a deer in headlights, so you might want to make sure you're sitting still somewhere. But we sure appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
And while you're doing that, go ahead and check out the mats and come find us down at the Louisville Truck Show. And they've already got the traffic screwed up, so you're going to have to play a little bit of a sit and wait on the old 65. I'm hearing rumors already. Our Airbnb just sent me a message saying, traffic kind of stinks down here, guys, so they're giving you a heads up.
Good day. I'm surprised I didn't see the price sent it to me, too.
So.
Yeah, just use that little clip right there. Send that out like every episode or so. Or I mean every day or
so. Yeah. We're live, so everybody can hear you talking. So
yeah. Well, you're along for the ride, folks.
This is another story you got here, Dave. You guys are a bunch of blowhards. It looks like somebody's been getting blowed over.
Have you had to deal with the wind the last two or three
days?
No, I don't know what.
You're talking to somebody that has had this happen to them. December 1st, 2001, I think it was.
You got blown?
I got blown over on I-65 North at the 60, oh, I remember what mile marker it was, 63. And I was one of five trucks that got blowed over on a 3-mile stretch right there that day. And when it come up, and I mean, the feeling your ass is pulling, you're pulling foam nuggets out of your ass. Mm-hmm. Your butt's eating the seat holding on. And I used to never wear my seatbelt. That was bad at never wearing my seatbelt. And I had it on that day. And when it came to a rest, it was on the passenger side. It probably slid. And I'm hanging. And it probably slid a football field, you know, a good 100 yards before it finally come to a stop. And it was down in all the riprap rock in the ditch. And as it's all happening, it was like slow motion. And it goes over and it hits hard, bam. And you can feel stuff hitting you in the face. And you're trying to watch what's coming at you. And I'm thinking to myself, close your eyes, dumbass. That's glass. Because the windshield was, you know, crumbling. And I'm trying to peek. And then we finally come to a stop. And I'm hanging there. And the truck is just revving because all the oil's running down in the turbo and that thing's a screaming. I'm trying to reach up to get the key and the key snaps off on the on position.
Oh, it's damn.
Them tires, they're just going, and I reach up and smack the Jake and it finally dies. And I'm hanging there and I'm thinking the seatbelt should be locked. I won't be able to push the button. I'm going to have to cut it with a knife. But I'm going to try it. I swear to God, it was like a feather touch on the button.
Of course, and it was.
And I went boom all the way to the bottom. And all that did was piss me off. People climbing up on the truck trying to get me out through the top. I was about ready to just kick the windshield out. I was so pissed off. I climb out of that thing, and it is the wind still blowing. I mean, And when the trailer went over, it was a van trailer, there was an Amish Yoder toter beside me. He smashes on the brakes, and the trailer just barely touches the top of his van and blows like four windows out of it. Oh. Them Amish were shitting their pants.
Well, you know, that was Jesus.
The driver's I want to thank you for not killing us. I said, I was out of my control, buddy. Yeah,
that wasn't me, brother.
Yeah, that was the good Lord telling you right there.
Well, since you had the experience, you read the story because it's a good one.
Apparently, nobody knows how to read but me.
That's right. My job ain't reading because I screwed up.
I don't do all that daggum old book learning and all that right.
When you were here last week, I actually read a story.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, you did. So. It's not a matter of ability. It's a matter of self-confidence. Moving on.
You got this one. You get it.
Holy.
It's
cool. Coin.
It's short.
Yeah, CDL life. Semi-truck blown over onto sheriff's deputy patrol vehicle on Montana Interstate. A sheriff's deputy assisting one blown over semi-truck was inside of his patrol vehicle when a second semi-truck was blown over on top of it in Park County, Montana on Thursday. On March 12, 2026, the Park County Sheriff's Office, PCSO, that's useful, and Park County Rural Fire responded, what, they don't get an acronym, responded to westbound I-90 at mile marker 350 for a report of a semi-truck that had been blown over. While at the scene, a second semi-truck blew over on top of the PCSO's deputy's vehicle. That's just not good. The deputy was inside the patrol vehicle when it was struck by the truck. He's going to need a new seat now.
He's going to need underwear.
The deputy sustained minor injuries and will be checked out.
That's that broken glass.
Yeah, nearby hospital. Everybody is okay, PCSO said.
Well, there was, I seen a video or wasn't a video. Well,
there's been tons of them this week.
A picture. It looked like they just, like 15 or 20 of them decided, oh, let's just lay, we're going to lay down here.
Yeah, they stopped and the wind was.
I've seen it happen 1,000 times. I really have. And it's always somebody that's out there when they probably shouldn't. And you could argue whose fault that is.
Well, you'd think after a certain, they have all sorts of stuff out there and measure that wind, okay? I would think
they close the highway.
Once you get a certain amount, you shut it down. But this just goes to show you that they're shutting it down too late. I mean, they and it can be like anybody thinking, oh, it's only 50 mile an hour winds.
We
get a gust of 70, and you know, so
we had 60 mile an hour winds here, and I was nice Friday and preloaded a couple trailers, and I drove through town just because I didn't want to get back out on the interstate.
When you got home, where was your trash can at, Dave?
Well, I was over in the neighbor's yard and had to go over and clean all the trash and put back in it. So was the recycle bin. I just
left the trash there, and it went down 3 more neighbors eventually.
So I get a phone call Friday.
Yeah. I haven't heard this, so.
God, I have, and I'm sorry. I'd have beat his kid.
I get a phone call in the middle of the day Friday. Dad, what? We had to call 911. Pause.
Okay.
And, you know, she's still.
Pauses way too long in between words.
Well, a tree came down. Yeah. Yeah, a tree came down. And it's blocking the road, Dad. Okay.
At the neighbor's.
Well, it's at the neighbor's house. The neighbors are outside dragging it away. Like, sis, when I get home, I'm gonna beat you up one side, down the other.
I'm gonna teach you how to tell a story.
let's start off with a tree came down, or maybe just leave me out of this meeting altogether.
911, and then pausing is the first one.
Yeah. So, trees.
I can't remember if it was at Riley's or something. I worked with a guy, and he would pause between.
Come on, spit it out. We only got 30 minutes.
But, no, he's describing.
I know what he's doing.
But I can't remember, was it Riley's or Genova? One of the guys I knew, and you're like, come on, spit it out. What are you saying?
Yeah, because they do that when you're like walking out the door and they're standing there at the time clock.
Oh, yeah.
Where you got shit to do.
Yeah.
And they're like,
I ain't got no time clock.
How many times you guys, somebody's come up and talked to you and you're right in the middle of doing something and you just say, yeah, or stand there and listen. Cause I blow them off now. I go, I got shit to do. Gotta go.
The point, I don't let nobody rape my ears no more.
There's a small list of names that are allowed my attention. Everybody else usually,
is this
off.
Important? Yes or no? Well, no, yes or no. It's a simple answer, you know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, hey, I get just an overview of some news that I found. And it's like that guy's.
Holy cow. You did make that font big.
I did, so I can read it. Here we go. AI overview by me. As of mid-March 2026, the U.S. trucking industry is navigating high fuel prices, rising spot rates, and ongoing volatility from international supply chain issues. Key issues include strict FMS CSA oversight against illegal chameleon carriers, Dave.
Chameleon? I got a lot of little legs.
I found a couple when I was trying to find Joe. Continued freight market rebalancing and California's challenging regulatory landscape. Key industry headlines March 13th to the 14th. Fuel and economy. Transport topics report that Middle East tensions are causing diesel prices to surge as fuel makers deal with higher crude costs. The regulatory crackdown, the FMCSA is actively revoking operating authorities for carriers engaging in illegal, non-compliant behavior, including chameleon carrier networks. We got market trends. While a full recovery is still pending in 26, forecasts from the ACT research suggest a slow rebalancing of supply demand with firmer rate floors. Freight waves indicate spot rates are rising due to cross-border volatility. California challenges. California trucking industry, as discussed on YouTube, faces a prolonged, slow, and low-rate environment with high operating costs. I was just there, and the rates are down, and the fuel is up. Tech and corporate. Aurora is advancing driverless routes in the Southwest, aiming for 200-plus autonomous trucks by the year end. Truck Driving Dive also noted Werner Enterprises' recent $283 million acquisition of First Fleet. We covered that here a week or two ago. Policy and labor. The industry is navigating new trade investigations into 16 countries, potentially leading to further tariff disputes. The American Trucking Association is pushing for improvements in truck parking following recent federal funding approval. Look out, Truck Parking Club. They're going to give us free parking. that's a jab. The trucking industry today, March 14th, is facing a complex mix of escalating costs and aggressive regulatory changes, alongside a caution optimism for market recovery. Market and financial trends. The fuel price surge. Diesel prices have reached a record high, with national averages exceeding $4.86 a gallon, California reaching $6.10. Yes, yes, yes.
Ooh, yeah.
This spike follows a massive 96-cent weekly increase, the largest since 1994 when they were trying to screw us then, driven largely by the ongoing conflict in the Middle East. So just because they're bombing a couple oil fields, it's going to raise our price here, even though it's already here, the fuel that we got.
Yeah, well, so they won't let a couple boats go through, though.
They paid for and made. It has nothing to do with what's happening over there.
Yeah, they don't want to let the boats go through the little channel, so they're going to raise support.
Yeah. Whatever happened, I'd say off topic, but not. Well, the
squirrel moment.
The fuel line out of Canada that they supposedly shut down and then Trump opened back up or something and supposed to get.
I don't know. Canada hates you. You didn't really think
that was going to help us out, did you?
I know Canada does 60% of the oil or fourth of oil reserves, and they can't ship it to their East Coast. They have to come down and get it from the U.S. and pick it back up. They can't run a pipeline from east to west, I guess.
Flatbed market boom. In the contrast to general freight, the flatbed market is on fire. Fire, fire, fire.
Ow!
With load-to-truck ratios hitting 71-1 early in March. This is being fueled by a massive surge in data center construction.
They want their mats.
The data center, that means we're hauling materials to build these buildings, huh?
Oh, we have so many outside carriers coming in hauling our mats now.
just wait till a pile of them start on fire, and he's got the biggest weenie roast in North Allen County. capacity tightening. Recent data indicates a significant purge of drivers, with over 122,000 fewer truck drivers on the road since the October 2022 peak. This reduced capacity is starting to push spot rates higher, leads some analysts to call 26 a transition year toward recovery. And then we got regulatory crackdown, CDL and English proficiency. The Trump administration has intensified enforcement of English proficiency rules for commercial driver's licenses, CDL holders. I is a truck driver. Non-domicile licenses. A major legal battle is unfolding in California, where the state is attempting to revoke 17,000 non-domiciled CDLs. While federal courts have issued a temporary stay on new U.S. DOT rules. ELD enforcement, effective April 1st of this year, the CVSA will begin enforcing new out-of-service rules for electronic logging devices tampering. The FMCSA recently revoked 14 more ELD devices for non-compliance. So they're going to start checking you cheaters, William.
They'll never take me alive.
We're not cheating.
We're just fudging.
Not even fudging. It's what it says.
Well, when you drive 200 miles on yard moves, hey.
Hey, it didn't say how far the damn stuff
told you.
I mean, a little here, a little there. You got to spread it around to get
there
it.
There you go. That's manure, Dave. Oh. Technology and operations. Autonomous expansion. Aurora Innovation expects to have over 200 driverless trucks on the road by the end of the year, while Tesla recently opened its second public mega charger for the semi.
Oh, that'll be with the 88 complainers at Bucky's, the 200 drivers. Yeah.
Safety infrastructure. Massachusetts has announced a $6.4 million investment to install 15 new weigh-in-motion stations. Yay.
Yeah.
Market and financial trends. Fuel price surge. Oh, we already did that. Did I just do this one twice? Maybe. Anyway.
Yeah.
I bet. How'd it do that? Well, that's the end of it. I don't know how it doubled it up on me.
Here, that's good, because that's falling asleep.
No, so, yeah, quick disclaimer. Everything he just said was AI generated. But
yep.
I do like
it's this. It's all highlights of what's actually going on here. Because I was actually going to bring the...
Well, the whole story, yeah.
I was going to bring the CDL, the scales that they put in on our CDL Life, had that posted. So
I like this section, though. AI overview by Steve. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
because just give you a quick...
It's because I'm mailing it in, Bill.
Well, how we what do you it? Want? You know, we drive for a living. Mm. You know, there's only so much.
I can't stop at everybody's house. Come on. What do you think I am? The post office?
If they was giving out sandwiches, I would.
Probably. Yeah.
My favorite shirt. Hell, I better. Well, I don't matter.
What? A DeLabo?
My favorite shirt I seen was, it says, yeah, I'm fat because every time I screw your mom, she makes me a sandwich.
I don't think anybody's playing this at a preschool, so I think we can get away with a little fuckery every now and then.
Oh, no. Did you see ever? There's a video, and it's got to be some TV show where that's the teacher in the room, and the kids are using like a foul language, or they're playing, and they got two boys got their mom's dildos, and they're fighting. Or these girls combine their names together. And one ends up being fuck, and the other one's cock. And they're like, well, how'd you do that? Well, his last name is whatever, and mine starts with a C. We put them together, or, you know.
Sounds like Mad TV to me.
I don't know. It's all sorts of little shorts I keep running across.
Well, I don't know what kind of shorts you're running across, dildos and...
No, he's with little kids, yeah.
Yeah, with little kids.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I suppose you were reading the Epstein files again, weren't you?
I'll tell you what. I saw... Well, never mind.
Go ahead, Bill.
There's so many jokes in there.
Yeah, the Epstein.
Epstein.
It's almost impossible. Epstein,
I'm thinking, welcome back, Carter. I'm sorry.
This war ain't nothing but a way to just anyway.
That's right. Hide the Epstein files.
Epstein files from everybody. Yeah.
So, Bill, what are you doing next week?
No idea. No. Oh no. Let's see. I think I'm starting off by taking a preloaded wagon up to Baraboo.
I was just there. What are you doing, Steve? You know where you're going yet?
Nope. I haven't even heard from my dispatcher today.
Well, he's giving you a day off. He's kind of beat you up for the last. You
think he'd send me a message least okay or something when I sent him a message to tell him I'm heading to the house.
Well, quit saying F-O when you end your message.
I don't.
He probably thinks you quit.
I'm pretty polite.
He went to the house. He quit on me.
Wonderful weekend. And I told him, I said, have a wonderful weekend. I'll get a hold of you Monday when my repairs are done.
And yeah.
I heard nothing.
Oh, he's English as a second language, so he might have took that as aggression. You'll get a hold of him on Monday. So probably
you're going to whip the shit out of me. We're moving. I'm not staying there.
We got to change the ICC number, Chameleon Company.
Dispatch to some owner operator. So, yeah.
Well, they can force it. You just don't have to take it.
Last week, he gave me a load going to Long Island, New York, and I said,
nope.
Didn't pay enough, and I'm not going in none of the boroughs.
Nope. The boroughs. Remember the day you and me had to go to the boroughs to get something, and I conned mine off to a...
and Jeff went in there.
Give Jeff it.
And pulled equipment out of there off of Staten Island.
Yeah.
And we had to go across George Washington, oversized, and it was just terrible.
All I know is I got out there and met him, Bill, and I said, Jeff, here, you go in and get that because I don't know how to load that. And I took his load and went back with Steve.
Yeah. You could get that guy to do anything, man. He was easy to work with.
But, it sucked going in there.
I did not want to go in there. Did not want to go in there. I'm like, oh.
Oh, you couldn't make the turns on the streets and shit.
Where did we meet? Was it Fredericksburg, Maryland, I think, or
something like that. Yeah.
And I said, well, I'll buy you dinner. So I bought Jeff and Steve both dinner so I didn't have to go in there. He took it.
Well, I think we pulled six loads out of there that auction.
Yeah.
Half of it didn't run. We had to shove it on with another damn piece.
Whatever did run.
Yeah. And then we had jump packs and stuff, and it was just, oh. And that was the one guy that kept buying up in Michigan.
Yeah, because we had to drag it off when we got it there. Yeah,
when you got it up there and be like, oh, just park over there, we'll pull it off. I'm like, you're going to have to pull it off because it ain't going to start.
So. I'm actually going back to Houston, which has surprised me. I got a Houston load for
it. It doesn't surprise me. I don't know why that surprises you.
Because we ain't been running Houston.
Yeah,
I've been running
that gets me back next Tuesday.
We did a new one to me there in Dallas and or north of Dallas, and then I ended up coming back through Oklahoma, and I seen something I haven't seen in years. You guys remember Walmarts when they were yellow and not blue and they were a little dinky and they had the thing? I passed one in Oklahoma and I never seen a little dinky Walmart. I mean, it was about the size of a small Kmart.
What's Steve laughing at? He's off on his own world.
Because it wasn't fast enough. He goes, you know what I haven't seen in years? I was going to say, well, you're a pecker, but.
I got a full-length mirror. I can see it.
I think Walmart's always been blue as long as I can remember.
No, they used to be gold and yellow, and it was.
First ones, yeah.
Huh.
Yep. And I thought, wow, that I can't believe they haven't changed all of them. But it was middle of nowhere, Oklahoma.
When they always put Walmarts in, and then they put Super Walmarts and close the old one.
Yeah, this wasn't a Super.
There's ones that aren't Super still in places. I mean, and they're like tiny, and they'll have like three rows of food, and that's it. And it's not stuff you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get out to Arkansas and you see some of those Walmart neighborhood markets.
That's where
and things
it started,
like,
Bentonville.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that town has boomed. Because my first job, I was hauling for Walmart, and that was before they had the super centers. And it was a lot of drop and hook in those days. It was a lot easier. It was much more of a laid back affair in those days. And I remember going in those places. I don't remember. Well, I don't know where I was going with this, but going into Bentonville, it was like a backwater in those days that just happened to have the big, but you go there now and there's like all of these big famous medical centers and college campuses and shopping and
well, I got a legit question for both of you guys. Okay. And I thought of this week, driving up around Chicago. I've been by a couple factories where there must be 500 trailer sitting there. And they're everybody. They're Swift. They're Knights.
They're just burning
them. There's trailers everywhere. Now, do these companies pay rent for them trailers to sit there to unload or to load? Or does the customer, like, does like me that owns all them trailers, they just sit there and use them for storage?
That's free warehousing. That's free warehousing.
There'll be some companies that they require you, if you're going to do drop and hook at our facility, you have to have 20 trailers staged on our lot.
And you're not going to
pay nothing for that.
Well, no, because you're getting freight out of there. And
well, so you're getting them preloaded and drop and hook, boom, boom, boom.
But we did the same thing for years. I was in the roll-off business. And if a roll-off box sits there over a month, we charge you.
Yeah,
so they don't do that on trailers.
But you got millions of dollars tied up in this equipment sitting there doing nothing.
That lose trailers.
Yes.
Over in Ohio at Wyandotte, we used to go in there and drop and hook all the time. And there was a trailer. I asked the lady, I said, why is that? And I don't remember what company it was. It might have been a Swift or something. I said, "Why, you guys got Swift in here?" She says, "No, that trailer has been here for 10 years. I'm like, "Why don't you call somebody?" She goes, "We have. They just won't come get it."
Well, so, I'll be back this weekend to get it.
yeah, we're gonna you, paint
plants are expired.
You were talking about Walmart's, Bill. What I remember at Walmart's, when you would go to a Walmart back, I mean, 20 years ago when you went to Walmart warehouse, there'd always be either a Schneider, a Pam, or J.B. Hunt, and they would be lumping off paper products, whether it be paper plates, plastic cups, toilet paper, paper towels, because it was floor loaded. Floor to ceiling, and they're hand stacking it on a pallet and wrapping it with shrink wrap, and they'd come pick one up, and then they'd do another one. And they could have ordered a lumper, but half the time the drivers would do it, so they got paid.
Well, so didn't it pay like $300-$400 to do that?
Well, no, to the lumper, yeah, they'll pay you, the driver, $80.
75. Really?
Yeah. Well, I say Lumper Joe here is doing it.
That's what we used to do. We would get a bunch of receipts.
Same thing.
Yeah, but that's a young man's game right there.
I said 20 years ago, you was younger then.
Yeah, excuse me. You're gonna have to go back another 10 for me.
Excuse me. I believe the sign says truck driver, not loader.
This is what gets me here, and I don't know if you remember this or not, Bill. Down here in Kentucky, there's a Walmart DC, and it's over at, I think, Somerset or somewhere. They would charge you to unload your trailer, $60 minimum. You had to pay, go in and get a T-check, comm check, pay Walmart themselves.
Because they hired the lumber?
No. They have their own forklift drivers, but you had to pay to get your freight.
I would just drive away, say, "I guess you don't get your load."
I left.
That sounds like some.
It was a scam, man.
Yeah.
How much money they were making?
I'd just say, "Well, I'm taking it back. Thanks, guys. Bye."
Yeah.
And left.
Some bow cheeky wow shit.
Well, it's about time we wrap this show up, boys and girls.
Hey, look at that! Time to get the flock out of here.
The fuck. Nothing like home field, though, is it, Bill?
Nothing like it on Earth.
Anytime you can be on your own throne, say it right.
Your own cone,
which is a throne, which is upside down.
And what's bad is when you get so used to using that bucket that you consider putting one in the house.
Bill's house, you see the toilet in a
Mom, why do we have a bucket in the bathroom?
No, just ignore it. It's more satisfying.
Is that a trash can? No, that's little Billy Boy Share.
Don't you dare put anything in that doggone bucket. Your dad'll lose his shit.
Well, I know one thing, Steve. If we take Bill camping, we won't have no problem talking him into using the bucket.
Oh no, you don't, because that is my reality, and it has been for years now.
This is when Dave asked you if you mind having grass stains in your knees, then I wouldn't go camping with you.
Yeah. Well, that's better than having MRSA on your ass.
MRSA
from sitting on those. You don't want to know. Some staph infection from sitting on a toilet at the same truck stop that doesn't know how to shut down a fuel island.
Well, they know how to shut them down. I still love watching the ones that catch on fire because somebody decides to do a regen underneath it.
God, that is so dumb.
How many times did that place up there? And it was an L card.
At least twice.
No, yeah. It was just outside of Goshen, right there on 20.
Gallops. Yeah. Gallops.
Night it, something.
We won't name names, but it's the it starts with a G and rhymes with Gallops. And
hey, I hauled a lot of scrap out of there. They've replaced that roof 3 times. I've hauled roll off. What are you talking about? They're keeping me busy. Shut up.
We're not making fun of you, Gallop.
We love you.
They got a pretty nice truck stop.
I am sick of you American truck drivers always talking shit about the Gallop's trucking stop.
Which one, Kendallville or Bristol?
It does not matter, my friend.
It's got a hotel upstairs and everything.
Yeah, that's what they say.
Bar and everything else.
Dumb.
Feels like a trap.
Liquor store.
Feels like a front for.
I did buy a reflected vest there once. One of the sweatshirt vests.
Reminds me of a story, real quick. For some reason, I didn't think about taking one with me, so I had to go to a place to load. And I walked in, and lady goes, "Do you have a vest?" I said, "No." "Do you guys have one I can use?" She said, "No." I'm like, "Really?" She's like, "Yeah, you're gonna have to go buy one. I think over here behind Dairy Queen, they sell them." So I drive out of the lot, go up. There's a roofing place behind the Dairy Queen. Go in there. "Dude, you got vests?" "Yep, right there. Bright orange ones." I said, "They get my size?" He says, "It's one size fit all." I said, "Oh, boy."
No, they're not.
Well, it ended up fitting, and it was $10. It's not bad. $10 for a $2 vest that I could have got somewhere else. But anyways, get the vest, go back down there to load. She says, "Okay, you need to I said, "I've never been here before." She says, "Oh, well, you have to be in our system. You need to download our app." I'm like, "Oh, God." So I scan a QR code, download an app, set up an account, and try and set a password. But the internet's so slow, it wouldn't let me do it. Finally, she does it. I'm there for probably 35 minutes trying to get this thing to work and give them the number. Get it all done, give them the number and for the car I'm supposed to pick up. Oh, that's already gone. So after all that rigmarole, I didn't even pick up nothing there.
But you got a vest
for $10. Yeah. Now that I'm home, I got 3 or 4 here.
Well, let's wrap this up, guys. Remember, everybody, Mid-America Truck Show coming up here.
March 26th to 28th.
That's right. And you can find us at booth 38054. And when you walk in the door and you look and they hand you this big, thick book, it tells you we're the third one down from the start. We're right in the beginning. So it's easy to find it.
Somebody got a 1 and a 2 and a 3 ahead of us.
Yeah, they got numbers in front of us.
Well, so that's bullshit. We need to be all the way at the top.
Well, we're one down. So.
But all right, kids. That's let's like wrap
the
it up.
Yellow pages where people are A locksmith or something.
All right, kids. Go check us out on Facebook. Like and subscribe. Give us a like and comment on the Apple Podcast and Spotify. Like and subscribe on YouTube. Email the show at 3ftpodcast.org. As always, our website is 3ftpodcast.org. We will be back next week. Until then, I'm Bill.
And this is your old man, Dave.
And your young man, Steve. Everybody be safe out there and have a good weekend, and we'll see you next time.
Have a good one, folks.